I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Over 3,000 Catholics and people of other faiths signed a pledge promising solidarity with those seeking asylum in the U.S. They also pledged to be, quote, good neighbors to those seeking refuge and to, quote, build a community where all are welcome. The promise of solidarity was organized by a number of groups, including the Franciscan Action Network, Faith in Public Life, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. The announcement of solidarity came on the same day a U.S. District Court judge put a temporary injunction on the Trump administration's new asylum policy, which requires those seeking asylum to present themselves at official ports of entry. The judge stated that U.S. immigration law allows a person to seek asylum even if they don't enter at an official port of entry. The Trump administration has stated they will appeal the decision, with the president voicing his frustration that a, quote, single judge is able to issue a, quote, nationwide temporary restraining order. Jerome Corsi, a conservative writer and associate of Roger Stone, stated that he is in talks to negotiate a possible plea deal with special counsel Robert Mueller and his team. On his YouTube show, Corsi said that he expected to be charged with lying to federal investigators, but insisted that he did not do anything wrong. The special counsel's investigation was questioning Corsi over Stone's connections to WikiLeaks. Mueller and his team are trying to determine whether Stone or others knew ahead of time that WikiLeaks was planning to release hacked material damaging to Hillary Clinton's campaign during the 2016 election. American intelligence agencies have determined that Russia was the source of that hacked material. A new scientific report from 13 federal agencies is warning that if significant steps are not taken to help curb global warming, climate change could cut as much as 10% off the country's economy by the end of the century. That amount would be double that of the Great Recession a decade ago. The report determined that climate change could result in supply and export chains being disrupted, agricultural products falling to levels not seen since the 1980s by 2050, and fire season spreading to the southeast. Three major solutions were also presented in the report, putting a price on greenhouse gas emissions, government regulations on how much greenhouse pollution can be emitted, and putting public money into research of clean energy. Bishop John Quinn of the Winona-Rochester Diocese in Minnesota announced the diocese would be filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The diocese plans on filing by the end of November and said the decision was made in cooperation with attorneys representing abuse victims. There are 121 claims of abuse against the diocese that were filed under the 2013 Minnesota's Child Victims Act, which temporarily lifted the three-year statute of limitations. The bankruptcy filing will not force any parishes or schools to close and will not affect staffing in the diocese. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.